than that, the one night only. The only truth is having fuck. Wait a minute.
I can't hear stuff.
Yeah, what's going on here? That's plugged in. This is plugged in.
Is this channel on?
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can't hear stuff.
Penis, penis, pie. Now pussy, penis, penis, pie, penis, pie, pie.
Welcome back, Stavros.
Oh, it feels good to be back. Mm-hmm. Oh, how good does it feel?
I know you want to fuck me in my ass. Fuck my mouth.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to suck my dick.
Dude, some of the sounds coming out of Detroit in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They called it Homo Town.
Dude, that the way they did their hair was beautiful.
Fuck me in my ass. Fuck me in my mouth. Fuck.
A little bit softer now.
I'm fucking gay. I'm fucking gay. I'm fucking gay.
You're listening to Cumtown, the only podcast you could just do in your head. But you don't need to listen to it.
There's honestly, absolutely no reason.
You just don't. You could just do it in your head.
Maybe you have an attachment to the characters now or something, but the characters could also exist in your head.
No, just,
and they largely do.
Should we just release like a Mad Libs book?
Huh?
That way people don't even have to...
I don't know. I mean, this has to continue until comedy improves. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
The
if
punishment
it's back
will
ever.
Continue until comedy fixes itself.
Stiff upper lip and such.
There's a reason. There's actually a reason to work on jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, so never. We're
so
good.
Never. Yeah.
That'll
so
never happen.
This is
as long
perpetuity.
As man, that's the best thing in comedy.
We get a pass, brother.
I'm not doing my fucking job.
We're the yin of the yang.
But if we're not all pulling our weight around here,
respect.
I'm telling you this right now. I am fucking showing up 30 minutes late. Punching out 45 early.
Love
yeah,
that.
I love that.
If that's the employee of the month, you better believe I'm eating at my fucking desk and taking a 45-minute shit.
It's true.
The second an email rolls in.
Oh, my God. Eating hard-boiled eggs at my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Stinking up the whole fucking joint.
Right. Microwaving week-old Indian food in the break room.
I'm just waiting.
And then blaming it on the Indian guy in the office. Yeah.
Not even eating it. Yeah. Using it as an odor bomb.
I don't know. That seems like something Sundar would have done.
You're eating a PBJ. You're like, no, I have my lunch right here.
No, nope. Wasn't me.
That's the weirdest, like, pettiest thing to do.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, well, actually,
why don't you take it up with Nanette and her Indian friends?
Actually, we can look at the videotape if you want.
And the Indian guy's like, damn, son, that I am telling you, why are you two being popping off at me?
I think it's one generation after that.
Yeah,
guy that
I'm about
actually
to clap back.
It would be fun. Yeah, it's funny.
I'm about
just
to clap back.
Nah, playboy.
Why you always coming at me out the side of your neck?
Why don't you do this to me, playboy? You're going to catch five across your lips if you come at me like that, playboy.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm snatching Vives.
Respect, dude.
Just another day at the comedy office.
Mm-hmm. Mask out. Mask off.
I am taking the mask off.
I'm taking my mask off.
Oh, dude, that reminded me of my old office when I worked at a fucking law firm that got caught with embezzling.
Yeah. Was that the foreclosure law
firm? Place?
Yep. Yeah.
That was funny because I remember I would see you and you'd get off work and you'd be wearing like clothes, like
Dockers.
Right, instead of like, you know, custom Puma,
a golf
tracksuit,
a golf polo, and Dockers.
They are not custom, they come in my size. Thank you.
Well, they look like they were tailored for your body specifically.
Thank you. Just going to a tailor and he's got a series of hula hoops. Just placing over.
Fake yours. Yeah.
Turn around, please. Okay. It should be about 2 weeks.
We need to make the penis area smaller.
We're going
to bring the penis area.
We're going to bring the vagina in. The vagina.
There's no vagina.
We use the excess material from the penis area added to the stomach area.
That won't be necessary.
We have to order a bigger ring because
we're gonna need a bigger hula hoop.
Yeah. I love it. You look because we have a very similar body type. He's 125 pounds.
We're both big guys.
Yeah, I can see we have both very athletic bodies.
Yeah, no, I love when they do that. Mm-hmm. When guys lie to me about my body. I was doing yoga, and jacked instructor sees I'm struggling to do the most basic shit.
Yeah.
He's like, no, come here. You're like me. You got to do it different.
Yeah,
my shoulder gets. He's like, just like me. You got to do it different. I was like, and I knew he was lying, but I was so like, yeah, nice. Dude, just like him.
Just like you.
Just like us.
I mean, he was jacked, too. He wasn't even like a yoga guy. He was like a fucking...
Yeah.
Dude, I love us, dude.
Yeah, oh,
us jacked legends.
Just like us. You got to do it like me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. I was thinking about going to a tailor. Get me a fucking custom tracksuit, actually.
Mm-hmm. You would go tracksuit, not actual suit?
I don't need a suit, man.
Dude, we go to events all the time.
Yeah.
No. Awards shows.
I have to go to the weddings of my friends from Twitter.
Yeah, actually, I actually have a couple of weddings coming up. Damn, your catch is dookie.
No one else smells it but you.
Maybe I'm just my breath smells like cat shit.
You just shit your pants. You been eating a cat's ass, Adam?
No, but I have been not eating the right foods for my body.
Dude, I remember. Damn. That wardrobe was not custom. It was. Even worse, it was from fucking like casual male XL.
Yeah,
it was those khakis that.
Yeah, because you also
like
weighed 100 pounds more.
Yeah, I was fat as fuck. Mm-hmm. It was khakis with straight up elastic bands.
Damn, I remember going out with you, and then you would get in your car afterwards, and like the car would like
sink. The shock.
You just drive away. Sharp left turn.
No, dude, that poor Civic, dude. Shouts out to Fredo, my second car.
Yeah, the car's just drifting to the left.
Yeah, it would break down all the time.
Damn. So the car would do the thing that I had. Like I said, literally 5 seconds before you.
What
said
did you say?
You heard what he said.
You heard me.
What did you say? Say it again.
I said that he gets in and the car is just immediately going.
Takes
to
a
the
sharp
left.
Left.
Yeah, it takes.
Oh,
a sharp
okay.
Left.
I didn't realize that's what you were describing.
It's awesome that you found a way to be the most embarrassed one after a riff about me being morbidly obese.
So fat that the car can't operate.
I'm not embarrassed.
You should be.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm a man without shame.
That's true.
You can't kill a man without shame.
Is that the tagline to? Is that the tagline to a fucking?
No, it's my new Instagram
movie,
bio.
Some French movie from the '40s that you just watched.
It's my new bio on Instagram. The bitches man.
The bitches man.
The bitches man.
Yeah,
that is you.
Hello, Adam Friedland. This is Jimmy Hoffa. I heard that you're a bitch ass.
That is true.
That's not what I sell.
I also make a mess in my own pants.
Come on, man.
That's very good.
That's great.
Great to hear.
I could use a man like you.
I could use a bitch ass who also goes to the bathroom in his pants.
I can do that for you. I can do that for you.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just sitting in a suite with Jimmy Hoffa shitting in the fucking on the pull-out couch.
Mm-hmm. I need someone to eat all my diarrhea before my girlfriend gets here.
And I tell you, this guy, Ace, this guy, Adam, he's the only guy that would be willing to eat an entire toilet full of diarrhea. Nobody else could do it like him.
I could do that for you.
The first time I saw him, I said, Ace, you smell like diarrhea. And he said, I just ate an entire porta potty full of diarrhea. And I said, why? Did somebody ask you to do that? And he said, no, I just had to prove I could. And that's the kind of guy Ace was.
It just feels good.
Crazy Jew fuck. That crazy Jew fuck was going around town eating diarrhea.
Just
to prove how shameless he was. Every day people try and humiliate him online. And it meant nothing to him.
Yeah, it's kind of subsided, but I'm sure it'll come back.
And it came back over and over and over. Every time he fucking said that it was over, they started calling him the bitches man again.
Can't wait for the photoshops.
Right.
The bitches man.
The bitches man.
Yep. Yeah. That's another couple of months of my life.
I tell you, this guy Ace, no shame.
It just feels good.
You couldn't kill the fucker.
It feels good to get a cool nickname like Ace.
They even put his balls in a vice, but they were too small.
His little balls kept slipping out of the vice.
They kept slipping out like peeled grapes.
That's so funny.
The bitch ass man.
Because that is what your nuts look like. Mm-hmm. Two little peeled
you
grapes.
You haven't. They're not that small.
Slippery. Slippery little peeled
you
grapes.
Know I just have a He's lot of scrotum, but they're not that small.
But that's balls. Exactly right. Too much scrotum. It's all skin.
We all took our
it's
balls.
Like the way, it's like the way an owl looks big, but have you seen its actual skeleton?
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there. You just found a roundabout way to just shit on owls. You found out there's one thing about
they
them.
Do, though. They wow. look all puffy
well, yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, they're birds. What do you
that's
think?
What
they're,
I mean, though.
Thought they were the size of a cat.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking pissed they're
Can
not
you imagine
muscular.
They just weigh like it's 15 pounds. Pills.
Yeah, I thought they were strong as shit and had big-ass muscles.
It's they are. Got, they're all talons.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. They've
I
just
thought
got
they
a
were
lot of
ripped.
Plumage, dude. They
but
got,
that's what I'm saying, though. Okay,
it's
no,
the plumage.
No disrespect to owls, but I'm saying Adam's balls are like a bird with a lot of plumage.
All right.
His skin is like the feathers. And his little ass balls are like a tiny, frail.
Listen, I don't want to. So
is it aviaries?
Aviators.
No.
I don't want to.
Avian is what I'm looking for. His nuts are like a tiny, frail little avian skeleton.
Yeah, he's got an aquiline features. Not mm-hmm. just in the face.
I don't want to sow division between the two of you because it sounds like you're having a lot of fun, but it does sound
you are
like
having
Stav,
a lot of fun.
Stav yeah. is shitting on owls.
Don't even
know
try
how important owls
don't
are.
Don't even try
they.
It.
Do you know that owls
don't
are a
don't
symbol?
Don't even try it. Your
owls
nuts,
are a symbol.
Your nuts
one,
are,
how Nick
your nuts
sees
are
himself.
Frail like a bird
one.
Skeleton.
One, I already addressed it.
That's all right, right. I'm just,
and we've
I'm
moved
just reiterating.
Past it. We've
I'm
moved
re-
past
no, we. I don't know if we've
because
moved past
we are.
It.
We understand conflict.
It seems like he's still
right.
shitting
I
on
made
the
it
owls.
Clear what my problem was.
Okay,
and then he clarified that it was about calling your balls tiny, and I said, "Motion to allow."
It's not
sustained.
It's not even a good analogy. It's not even a good analogy for
motion,
testicles.
Motion to allow this.
To compare testicles to bones doesn't make any sense. It's not a good analogy.
It's a beautiful
there
analogy.
Plenty of things, there are plenty of small balls. There are plenty of small balls.
It's
you
a
be
beautiful,
referencing.
Elegant analogy,
right,
and you
fine.
Know it.
I'm glad
you small said. Balls.
Just as long as you guys are having fun.
Small I'm, balls.
I'm having fun watching
small
you guys.
Balls. Have fun. Small balls. Small balls. Small balls.
My testicles are fine.
My small testicles, balls.
My testicles are fine.
No. No, bitch.
Oh, here we go. That's why. I'm trying to get this super punch out guy going. Small balls. Small balls. There we go. Small balls.
Small balls. Anyway.
Your body is a lot like that guy, Tyson Fury, actually.
I am a lot like
Small
Tyson
balls.
Fury, the heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah, that's good, man. Mm-hmm. Dude, Fury, I'm kind of mad. Wilder's costume was awesome. Yeah.
Fury had a throne, dude.
Fury's was cool, but the fucking...
He said he blamed...
Did that fight already happen?
Yeah,
yeah.
It happened
Did you watch
weekend.
It?
I
no,
I was in D.C.
I was in Vegas, but I saw a lot of lads out on the strip who came in mm-hmm. town for the fight.
We mm-hmm. came to see our lad.
They're like, he's a hero for our country.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even, what is he? Oh, yeah, he's a gypsy, isn't he?
Well, he's the gypsy yeah. king, but yeah, he's like
he's
northerner.
He's English.
Northern English, yeah.
I like it because his body's fucked up and like weird.
He's just got a big belly. He's got a belly.
And Wilder's know? Cut as shit, but yeah.
He's got the same body as Big Lenny.
Yep.
Six-pack guys have been losing in heavyweight
That's
fights.
True. Well, no.
That other guy, Anthony Joshua, lost to that fucking guy that looks like
that
Chewy.
That fat motherfucker.
Or like Fluffy.
But
man.
He lost the second one, though.
He lost another one?
They lost. No. Joshua beat him in the rematch.
Fluffy?
Yeah.
Was he doing his sound effects?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not familiar with Gabriel Iglesias' stand-up.
He does a lot of sound effects.
The first manager I ever had in comedy was like, bro, the first thing we need to do with you is get you a killer website. And this was like, because I went a very long time without having representation.
Yeah.
So this is probably 2014.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
That was the same man. Brandon had the same manager.
Yeah, that guy sucked.
Oh, that guy?
That guy sucked. Dude.
Brandon told me one time he called him up and he's like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Just at my office practicing my twerking." And it's like he doesn't know what that means. He just saw it on the internet.
That guy bought me and Brandon lunch once, so in my book, he's okay.
Because he fed you food.
He fed me a chicken cutlet.
Yeah, he was like, we're thinking something like Gabriel Iglesias' website. And I'm like, what do you mean something like that? It's got popcorn all over it. But he's like, we think this is a killer website. It's
also, who's going to a website?
Yeah, who's going to a website, but it's also like, what makes you think a web, like people are like, you know what I like about Gabriel Iglesias? Yeah. Is that his website is killer. That's the only way. I typed in comedians with best website.
Good website, comedian.
To go see in the valley.
Dude, that guy sells out stadiums. He's huge.
Yeah, he had his special. His last special was like with partnership with AT&T.
Yeah,
like they played at
and it's
AT&T
crazy.
Stores.
If you're a Mexican guy, you can just tour the South, and all you do is just say things that Mexicans do.
Yep.
It doesn't even need to be a punchline.
Respect.
They're like, you ever remember tacos? And they're like, that's true. We be eating tacos. They're like, you know, when you turn 15, you don't have a birthday. You have a quinceañera. That's different. It's a different thing. You tell a white person that, they're like, what the hell is that? And they're like, well, it's, you know, it's a cultural thing.
I watched the beginning.
Low rider? You ever hear of those things? That's the car goes up and down when I want it to, you know? Because Mexican people, they love elevators. They say, why don't my car be an elevator?
I want my car to be an elevator.
But I mean, because like, they used to advertise. It was those George Lopez specials, and they would just do like one clip from each one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the clip would be like the first special, it was like some kind of funny observation about Mexicans. And then by the very last one, it's like all Mexican people got a haunted room in their house.
Like, they do believe in ghosts.
I was like, all right, this feels like you're reaching.
Now. Yeah. They do definitely believe in ghosts. Mm.
Santeria, dude.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Jamaican, I thought. Jamaican.
I don't practice, but it's a famous Mexican band.
Santana,
you mean?
No,
Santana.
No.
Carlos Santeria.
You're talking about Carlos Santeria.
Rob, famous Mexican with
Are you talking
Rob
about
Thomas.
The... You're
Rob Thomas.
Yeah. You're talking about the famous Sublime song?
Sublime.
So, but they were
Heroes of Mexico.
They were from Long Beach.
And then Nut on My Butt Cheeks.
And then, Nut on my dick. Fuck my ass. And then Nut on My Butt Cheeks.
That's one of the best ones.
That put that one up, hang that one in the hall of the rafters, dude.
That one like got me through jet lag,
dude. I was running
2 hours of sleep every night, walking around Tokyo in the rain, thinking about eviscerating myself, and then I would just think about suck on my dick, fuck my ass, and then nut on my butt cheeks.
Dude, when I was in the shower, and we weren't listening to that song, no. It came out of nowhere. And I'm just in the shower, it came to me, I was like, thank you, Lord. You saved us. I don't even take credit for that one. That one was given to me by a higher power.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how it
God
works,
came
dude.
Through you.
Yeah. Mm.
There's like a really good interview, with, actually speaking of Carlos Santana, where he's just like, where it's him and Bob Dylan on tour together in the early 90s. Oh, nice. And every answer to every question, he's like, it's like God comes into me, and then he goes into my fingers, and he plays the guitar for me.
That rocks.
Yeah, and then every Bob Dylan answer is like, I don't want to be here, man.
I'm gay.
No, he doesn't talk like that.
I'm fucking gay. My music sucks dick.
My music's for gay guys who look like me, who wish they were cool, because I'm the one guy who did it.
That's not true. He has a very diverse audience.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
No, it's basically just Jewish guys.
Everyone that loves Bob Dylan looks exactly like Bob Dylan.
Well, that'd be cool. He's a good-looking guy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's literally just Bob Dylan.
He looks like shit.
Imagine Bob Dylan working at fucking Radio Shack and thinking anybody goes, that's a beautiful
guy. That
guy
is hot.
That's a good-looking guy. I would say
it wouldn't happen.
I would say stop talking about Bob Dylan, dude. Can we just move on? I'm sorry I brought him up.
Dude, he said the N-word. That's why he's canceled.
That's why I don't like him.
Yeah, dude, he's canceled for saying the N-word.
In the hurricane song.
Yeah,
where he's trying to free a man.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to free
it is
a man.
Funny.
His classic song, Good Job, Katrina.
It is funny. But he really emphasizes the N-word in that song.
I know. That's why he's canceled.
Yeah, I was watching a Gabriel Iglesias special because I got a new TV and it was in Ultra HD on Netflix streaming.
Hell yeah, dude.
Streaming, and I watched the first 10 minutes because they were like, we have the new Fluffy special in UHD. And
fuck yeah.
The beginning of the special, it takes place in
Chicago.
That's
how people find out he's white. Yeah. They watch it. They're like, wait a minute.
There was just been doing brown face. Yeah.
There was that picture of Kim Kardashian who was like, oh, I'm so pale. That's why I use like
body makeup.
She literally just wears a thin layer of blackface every day.
Yeah, she makes it
fucking crazy.
Me too. I do tinting.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I do body makeup. Yeah.
Oh, that's
why you do very slight blackface, mm-hmm. and then you go around, you know, talking to black people. You're like, "What's up, man?"
He's like, "I'm good. Why are you smiling so much?"
Nothing. No, don't worry about it.
Why are your lips so red right now?
Why do you keep whispering jackass at the end of every sentence?
Yeah. Hey, I'm jackass.
Dude, I've been laughing.
Just into my phone.
This is barely wearing black. I'm jackass. This is secret blackface.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Uh-huh. It would be awesome if they did that. They'd just be like, "Oh, hey, Oh, it's Steve-O. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Bahamas or something?"
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "No."
He's like, "No, I was in New Hampshire, canvassing for Elizabeth Warren."
Steve-O, big Elizabeth Warren
with
guy
with the homies.
That would be awesome if they just start reaching for celebrities. They're just getting like the bottom of the barrel now.
Well, they did.
I was in the first two Jackass movies.
My grandmother, the horse off that they sucked the
my grandmother
semen
would
from.
Sit me down and say, "Liz, you were in the first two Jackass movies." And that's what I was raised to believe.
Elizabeth Warren has been endorsed by Rab himself.
Rab himself.
Just bottom barrel Jackass guys.
Part of my
CKY endorses
my family
Elizabeth
lore
Warren.
Was that I was in in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I was told that by my family. And do I think it got me the job at Harvard? Probably not. They probably weren't just saying we're hiring anyone who was in Tokyo Drift. It probably had something to do with my ability as a lawyer. Probably. But is it funny to say it's because I lied and said I was in Tokyo Drift? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah.
Also,
Jack Black is a big Elizabeth
Warren. Yeah, he
Warren
came out
guy
for Warren yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What's the other guy? Where's
what
the other
Elizabeth
fat guy,
even
though,
look
from
like while she's what having sex? It's probably like, I'm a mom.
That's my favorite line in Saving Silverman when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is so funny.
The guy's girlfriend leaves him for a mime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, what
that
does a mime even look like when he's having sex? He's probably like, I'm a mime. The other guy's like, mimes don't talk. Yeah. He's like, they do when they're having sex.
Dude, I remember being pissed off first.
You know what? Because I remember thinking that I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
And then it stopped being funny. And now that I'm an adult, it's funny.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Yeah. It's a good movie.
They do when they're having sex.
Yeah, just an idiot who's so caught. He just doesn't care. He's just going to keep powering through. Yeah. I know that vibe, brother. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that movie. I used to watch that movie like every
week.
It
weekend was on TV all the time, too, but you didn't have cable. But it was on Comedy Central during the day all the time.
We rented it from the library, and I was pissed off for Jason Biggs when he ate her pussy, and she wouldn't do nothing back.
It's a good movie. It's also what...
And I wanted to fuck
as
Amanda
a kid, informed me about the musical stylings of Mr. Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Because they
were
cooler
than Bob Dylan, by the way.
No, they're both cool, okay? They're both cool.
Wow.
Bob Dylan's cooler, but Neil Diamond's also very cool.
Wow. Gave you the opportunity to stick up for Bob Dylan. You said
no,
he's just as cool as Neil
Dylan
Diamond.
Bob Dylan sucks.
My dick is small.
And fuck Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan sucks.
You don't actually have to take
his
such
dick
a,
is small.
You don't have to take such a strong
Bob
stance on
Bob Dylan's
Dylan
gay.
Just because I like something. Just because
and
I like
Adam's
something that you
Adam's dick
don't
is okay small as shit.
It's small. It's small. It's small.
Well, I heard he's back in the studio, actually. So
yeah, nice.
Damn, now I want to watch Saving Silverman.
We got to do the stand after. But
God bless you, boys.
Just Arlie Ermey rocks in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he gay with Jack Black?
Yeah. He's like,
mm-hmm,
like
that's pretty cool.
What happened to the bitch? And he's like, we ate her. And he's like, that's smart. Yeah, then he becomes gay with Jack Black. Yeah,
that movie is good as fuck.
It's mad good.
It's really funny, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Steve Zahn.
The big Zahn.
You should get more work, dude.
What was Steve Zahn? I feel like Zahn was in everything, but I don't think he's got like one thing that stands out.
Probably Saving Silverman. That
he was in a lot of shit.
He was in a lot of weird movie. Fucking rocks that people forget about is Joyride.
With Martin Lawrence?
With Paul Walker, Steve Zahn, and I forget who the girl was.
Yeah.
That movie's great.
I don't know.
That movie's sick.
He did one with Martin Lawrence. Was it a cop? They were cops or something?
Yeah, it's called. Familiar. I think it's called
like from freshman year.
Black cop,
black maybe. Cop, white cop,
black cop, white cop.
There were so many movies in that era that
he was in that like, movie Without a Paddle that I've never seen, but was also on Comedy Central every day.
Undeclared.
Mm-hmm. Undeclared was a TV show.
No, was it? Then what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the one with Jonah Hill and
TV show.
No, I know the one. It was a good
It was a pretty funny TV show too.
No, the one where Jonah Hill's like a hot dog or some shit.
That's
with Justin Long.
No,
that's the one. Yeah, where they make their own college.
Just all there is Undecided.
That might be Undecided.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
something else.
There's a bunch of those like fucking college movies. In the road trip fallout era.
Someone asked me about my wiener. Is that what he yells?
I don't remember.
Steve Zahn was also in a dramatic movie.
Remember Dead Man on Campus?
Yeah, it was
that's crazy. Older though.
That's that is older.
That was so fucking stupid. If your roommate dies, you get straight A's.
Yeah. What if your podcast co-host dies and then you get
continue
more...
doing the podcast with Shane Gillis?
Wait, is Shane?
Well, we have a list of people that we would add.
I told Thomas.
Thomas who?
From Twitter.
Hold on, let me just pause for a second. What makes you think you can make any decision?
I'm friends with him now.
After
you quit Twitter, now I took
as if I respect your religion.
I took your friends. I took your friends after you got kicked off of Twitter.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
They see right through it.
Your boys chatted. They just added me.
They see right through it. They know
now
what's going on.
I'm saying all the stuff Nick would have said. And, it's pretty fun, actually. But they miss you. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to replace you, but...
Wow, good bit, dude. Really funny
Well, at
stuff.
Least with this off. Wasn't recorded because it's paused.
Yeah,
so we can go
really
ahead and
funny
unpause.
Stuff making fun of my Twitter ban.
I'm you not know, making fun know, of it, dude.
Really? You know Nick fucking...
I tweeted hashtag free Nick.
No, fucking something as sensitive as that, dude. You're going to just mock me for it.
I know you were just kidding when you said you hope everyone dies from coronavirus. It's clearly a joke. It shouldn't have been bannable.
Yeah, really funny bringing that up.
Do you even want to go through with the rest of the episode? Should we even unpause this?
I'm sorry for bringing that up.
I'm really tired of this kind of abuse. Toxicity.
I just want to say sorry.
You are toxic, Adam. You know that, right?
I'm not toxic.
Not in the fun Britney Spears way either.
No, not.
No, I am a sexual style of toxic. That's for sure.
Absolutely not.
When you beat me and fuck me in my ass without asking, that's toxic.
Yeah, you're toxic in that sense.
When you gaslight me and the,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how the rest of the song goes, something like that.
My pussy.
Dude, I've been laughing all day about what Jonah told us right before the show.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I've heard.
It was one of the funniest things
I wasn't there.
Jonah was like,
in like 2005, I met this guy who was 22 at the time, and his name was Austin Powers.
Holy
that
fucking
poor
shit.
Fucking guy, dude.
That's so awesome. Can you imagine after the first movie comes out, he's like, all right, another 3 years, it'll die down. Yeah. No one will remember this movie. Then a trilogy of films.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, like maybe. And now 20 years later, it's like still.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's still, worse now.
It's probably worse, it's worse. Now. Yeah.
It's worse because it's
like,
to
be
what the
named
fuck?
Austin Powers. Oh, God. That was killing me.
He's
got to
change his name.
Yeah. It is such a fuck. Because I was saying, you know, it's like if that guy gets pulled over, even if he's never didn't have a single drop of alcohol, he's getting a DUI.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Why don't you go? Yeah, him trying to get into any club if he looks sort of young.
All right, you're done.
He's definitely thought of ending it all. You know,
killing himself because his name is Austin Powers.
He's just can you imagine? Just
I think he would think about
that.
Changing his name before he thought about killing himself.
And he changed his name to Kenny Powers.
That would be cool.
Because he's never seen the show.
Kenny, but Kenny is not... Kenny's a white trash name.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers is a good... take it out of the context of the movie.
How did we get on that? Oh, Nick, what you were saying about the guy you're abusing.
used a prank call.
What are you talking about? Oh, no.
That's how we got on it.
He told that story before I told that one.
My dick is small and it smells bad. Would you please suck my little smelly dick? I'm gay and I want to have sex.
Austin Powers.
It is funny.
My dick's fucking small. My dick's fucking small and I'm gay.
Let's do a power ranking of the Britney Spears videos we jacked off.
And it was back in the Nextel days, and some day laborer guy's phone started ringing, and Toxic was his ringtone. Yeah.
So sick.
And all these black dudes on the bus started laughing at him, and he didn't understand why he was being laughed at.
It's a good song, man.
That's so good. That's so much better than him getting embarrassed and being confused.
It's just like, hello?
You guys don't listen to the radio?
Uno, dos, tres, taco, bien burrito.
Yeah.
Well, that was the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It was counting to three, saying the name of food.
Yeah, hello? 1, 2, 3, hamburger, cheeseburger. Yep, cowboy, my dad, my mom. Where's the bathroom?
Good, good. Hello. Oh, fuck. Now, anyway, what are some of your most jacked off to Britney Spears videos?
Well, I remember when she first got the fake titties in the second music video for Sometimes I Run, Sometimes I Hide. Because in Hit Me Baby One More Time, she had small titties, and then she got them made way too big. And for
I don't remember that.
She had a white top on.
Yes, and her nipples are poking through.
And you can see.
Is that
her
the
nipples,
one where she's like, and it was pretty around cool. the Grand Canyon and shit?
No, that was she was at like a pier on that one. The one in the Grand Canyon was not yet a woman.
Yeah. I jacked off to that one big time.
Why? Because you liked the.
It sucked that when
the
we
concept
finally
of
saw
a girl becoming a woman.
Yeah, I was jacking off
female
to
liberation.
Yeah,
when we finally saw her pussy, it was it was in that car picture.
Yeah,
true,
awful.
Yeah, I'm not one to really jack off the pussies.
I thought it was cool just that you get to see.
I think a pussy is more you put your penis in it.
I thought it was cool when she sucked that guy's dick on the balcony.
Did she do that?
Kevin Federline. Yeah, they're on a balcony.
Shout out to K-Fed.
That guy rules, dude.
He's like fucking James Woods in Casino.
Yeah,
he's like
absolutely.
Adam, mine was better.
He's like a...
mine's better than whatever you're going to say. Mine's better.
He's not. I mean, he's not a pimp.
Okay, mine's better than yours.
All right. Well, what did you have, Adam?
Go ahead and say it.
I was just going to say he's like a 35-year-old wigger that hit the jackpot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't think he's a lot like James Woods in Casino, actually. I don't know how good that was. James Woods in Casino is wearing like fishnet tank tops.
Yeah, that's true.
You got me there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that I got you.
Yeah.
Because I did. I don't know what's so funny.
Dude, I'm thinking something from earlier.
Yeah, I'm remembering a guy I saw.
Yeah, Caveman fucking rocks, dude.
He does rock.
Was he?
Remember when he got fat as shit?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That all those guys have to do that.
Yeah.
And they still get pussy somehow, probably.
Yeah. Justin Bieber looks great now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen him?
He looks just like a fucking guy from Hampton.
Yeah.
He just looks like life for Baltimore trash.
He's got like neck tats and a bleached hair.
Right, yeah. And the shitty mustache.
Yeah.
And then he's always smiling, which makes it even better.
So much better.
Well, right. Apparently,
loving life, brother.
Right.
Apparently he says he's got Lyme's disease, and that's why he looks like that now.
How do you get Lyme disease?
I don't know. I don't even really know what it is. You get it from ticks?
A tick sucks your little cock.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Jason Weems had it for a while. And he has kids and shit.
Where's Jason Weems? Still in Baltimore?
Holding it down
to
Beemore, I guess. One of the funniest guys out there.
So funny.
Sometimes I fuck. Sometimes I suck. Yeah, I think it was the I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman video.
In the canyon? You jacked off to that one?
Because her abs look good and her titties.
Mm-hmm. You jack off to abs?
I jack off to abs and titty combo, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look at this. Look how good he looks, dude. Yeah.
He looks like us.
Holy fucking shit.
He looks like Nick, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He literally looks like Baltimore trash.
Yeah, let me get some pussy, Haley.
His hair's just bleached for some reason.
Yeah, I'm going to go down to Haas, get me some fucking ice creams with my EBT card. Yeah, I'm going to get some Highs. I'm going to go down to Highs. You guys remember Highs Market?
No, I'm not from Baltimore.
Shut up, dude. Hold on.
I'm
looking up this Britney Spears thing. Not yet a woman.
Yeah, she's like...
Yeah, it's him and I guess like Shia have been elevated to...
I watched her.
Sort of like the Jesus Christ and Muhammad of my personal.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Honey Boy. Mad good.
Oh, yeah. This is the one I definitely jacked. Her abs. Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely jacked off to this.
You jacked off to her? Her ass looks really good, too.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
That's
nice.
When low rise jeans were really in.
Oh, I remember. That's why you had to jack off to whatever was around, dude.
I know.
Because I was jacking off to like the little V right before the pussy.
Did girls in your school used to show their thongs in class?
No.
Like when they'd sit down?
Adam saw girls doing that and he didn't understand it was like a gendered trend.
No,
he was
that's
like,
not
Dad,
true.
Everyone has their thong showing. I can't show up to school. On Monday, I got it, and he's just walking around with his fucking thong.
No, dude, I didn't wail.
That's what happened.
Yeah, no, that's not.
And
what
it
happened
for real.
I didn't do that, dude.
And then everyone was like, "What are you doing?" And it happened.
Yeah, that did.
Yeah,
happen.
That did not happen.
There's another one I'm thinking of too. I definitely jacked off to this one, but there's one that I'm also confusing it with.
I mean, Toxic was the sexy one with the snake.
Honestly, that one was like too on the nose.
Oh, you didn't, you liked her being a little bit more demure, a little bit more innocent.
Yeah.
That was a song from her movie, Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Crossroads.
With R.I.P., rest in peace, Brittany.
Brittany Murph, baby girl, I miss you every day. Got fucked by Eminem in the fucking storage room. In 8 Mile.
That's right.
That was good.
And she was the voice of Luann.
Brittany Barfi. How about that?
Chill out, dude.
You fucking asshole.
She's disgusting.
Dude, stop it. Stop trying to be fucking Ari Shaffir all the time. Dude,
do not go Shaffir.
Brittany Murphy died. More like Murphy's Law.
Oh, she's like, for being a cunt.
The law is if you're a bitch, you have to die.
That's pretty funny. All right. Her body's not even cold yet, dude.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember, because I was living with Cubis when she died, and I think they had like the same birthday. They were like the exact same age or something.
Oh, wow. And then, what are the odds?
I know, he was like, that was clearly like a filing error. Yeah.
I mean, like God's made a
clerical problem.
Should have been me,
he's
bro.
Just sitting there drinking like a fucking a 40 at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Sometimes I fuck.
Sometimes I suck.
Maybe I did jack off to Lucky. The Lucky music video? No. Mm-hmm.
Lucky from Lucky Charms?
Definitely the one with Beyonce and the Bonnie and Clyde.
You jacked off to the Jay-Z parts.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Obviously
you jacked
the
off
Beyonce
to the Jay-Z
parts,
dude.
Obviously the Beyonce
parts. Dude,
that's
pretty gay.
And after that,
he's
I believe...
He's not even a good-looking guy, man. He's an ugly guy.
He does
guy.
Have big lips, though. If I had to, I could pretend they were girls' lips.
You would get some...
I'm just saying, isolate Jay-Z's lips and put them on a woman. It's not the worst thing
oh,
in the
baby.
World. No, I don't want her to have his mannerisms when she gives me head.
Oh, baby. It's the rock.
I don't want her to say stuff like
that's
that.
That's such a good Jay-Z impression.
Thank you. I got it from Aries Spears, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. Keep doing it.
Shut up, Nick. Why are you being mean to me?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm
literally
encouraging
you. You've been having an attitude
you.
Today. It's another
saying,
attitude day.
Did I say?
It's another attitude
I'm
day.
I'm sorry. Can
I
you
walked
tell
through
me?
The door, and I knew it was attitude day. Maybe tomorrow is not going to be an attitude day, but today?
No, I literally
said. A little bit of two.
I said, "Can you?" That's a really good impression.
If we're
no, you said, wow, Adam, that's a really good impression. Or like when you said, wow, Adam, that's a really good bit. You did your sarcastic voice. You know
just
what?
Going just by the words he said, though, he's not wrong.
Yeah,
Adam.
Come on, dude. What you're doing is you're reading too much into things.
Yeah, you're reading into the subtext.
Dude.
You know I can't stop reading.
You know the only thing I care about is the show. And the quality of the show. And I would never do anything to derail... The momentum.
Yeah.
I'm like a conductor.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I use my pointer to point at you, and I say, now it's your turn. Mm-hmm. First chair gay flute.
First chair. First chair skin flute.
Skin flute.
No, suck that fucking flute off with your little Jay-Z impression. And show, yeah, it's your time to shine, baby. Baby skin, girl.
Skin flute is such a good euphemism.
Skin flute is awesome.
It's such a good word for penis.
Yeah. That's what I got, like it's got a bunch of dials and buttons on
yeah.
it.
It's a all dick these covering. Tags.
Yeah, right.
Skin tags.
Right.
And
different settings.
Abscesses.
My skin fruit, like...
Indian burns and shit.
My skin flute, like Jethro Tull, baby.
Mm-hmm. You play the skin flute like Jethro Tull.
I don't play it. I don't play it, dude. I don't play it.
That means you're good at it.
My dick is like the flute from the guy from Jethro Tull, and he doesn't play it
either. I just remembered Indian burns. It's cool how those work.
Those hurt, dude.
Yeah, until you build up a tolerance to
it. You got a tolerance for it?
Probably, yeah.
You Indian burn your own dick?
I had to Indian burn my own dick, yeah.
My dick has gotten Indian burned by, like, mm-hmm. yeah, my fucking
bad
foreskin.
Hand jobs.
I thought I had genital herpes, and I went to the doctor, and they said, Liz, this is just Indian burn. And I said, I had no idea. No, and that's how I knew I was Cherokee.
And she said, how dare you? That's offensive.
Yeah.
How that term is offensive.
Liz. My grandma said to me, Liz... You better drink the piss. And that was in a saying around our house. You gotta drink the piss.
You gotta drink the piss.
If you got in trouble, my meemaw had a big old glass of piss that she'd bring out. She'd microwave it up and get it piping hot, and you'd have to drink that piss all the way down as fast as you could. And I'd go to school, and my face would be beet red, and they'd call me Tomahawk Liz the Piss Drinker. And that's from that day on, I knew I was Indian.
Yo, did you see Joe Biden literally say he's running for Senate? My man's brain.
He also just
melting.
Completely lied about getting arrested, trying to free Nelson
that's
Mandela.
That's awesome, dude. I love Biden. I'm back on wanting him. Now I want him to be president.
Oh, no. If it's not Bernie, I'm voting for him.
I'm writing in Biden.
For the lols, dude. I love all the fails. I love the fails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can I get one of those plantain chips, dude?
No, dude. They're for me.
I just want you know,
I still
one
have
or
half
two.
A sandwich.
I love eating plantains.
Can I get a bite of the sandwich?
I can't wait to vote for Michael Bloomberg.
I can't wait to get a Stan
they
burger
definitely,
tonight.
They definitely... Oh, fuck. Should we... Yeah, Stan burger.
I can't wait to vote for... I think I want the president to be a witch guy. I think the president should be witch.
Nice, Adam.
Very good
idiot.
Move, dude. Not even... Barely contributing the show and then getting up to make yourself snacks.
What did you say? Barely contributing? While I'm off mic?
Literally not contributing.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
See, none of this would have happened if you just continued doing that beautiful Jay-Z impression.
Like he has.
Like
he
has. There we go.
It's the rock.
It's the rock.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Thanks, bro. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Stavros, for the positive reinforcement.
You should do a whole song. Mm-hmm. Plantain chips are good, huh?
Yeah.
I like the lime. I like the lime or the garlic. I wish there were one that, where they mixed it, made it lime and garlic.
The jarlic.
The garlic.
I love putting garlic in my ass.
I put the garlic inside of my ass.
To ward off being gay.
That way, gay vampires cannot fuck me in the ass.
They can't fuck me.
Keep your homosexual vampire dick. Mm-hmm. Yo, what do you guys know about Piccadilly Circus?
In London?
Yeah.
It's like a circle.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's like a big
circle. It's not
circle.
Actually a circus.
What?
Yeah, it's a traffic circle.
Are you serious?
You should start dressing like a clown.
I feel
like the clothes would be comfortable for you.
The clothes, honestly, in terms of fit, look awesome.
Yeah, like a onesie.
Like a big collar.
Yeah, dude. I would love
real loose, big, soft buttons.
Nice, yeah, nice fucking loose fucking tapered pants.
Yeah, ruffled sleeves.
Love a ruffled sleeve.
Yeah. You would look good as a clown, dude.
I would. I honestly would, and thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. little like derby hat with a flower on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We should start dressing like clowns. I'm going to be a vest clown. One of the ones that's got a little vest.
I definitely want a big, balding, curly red wig, though. I would need to be a wig clown.
Oh, on the sides?
Yeah, on the sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would want it to be balding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know.
Maybe I should make my beard clown colors.
Yes.
Like rainbow? Yeah.
When we go to Australia.
Like a birthday cake beard.
That'd be nice.
When we go to Australia, we should just dress as clowns for every live podcast and never explain it.
No, we should tell them that it's American style now.
Yeah.
New York style.
New York style.
They can't talk shit to us here. They don't live in New York.
I might become so opposed to comedy that I just get into being a clown instead.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time when I was young.
Literally become the Joker.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yes, dude. Joaquin. Mm-hmm. They're going to make another one of those?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're making a girl version. All the girls are like, no one's going to see Joker. It's going to be bad. And then people are going to go see it. And they're like, it's dangerous. We have to cancel the movie before there's going to be
I kind of do want to see the one
and
with
then
Harley
it does
Quinn.
Well. And they're like, well, then we need,
I heard it's
we, need
good.
To, we need to have a girl Joker.
And that then, one looks good.
Yeah, but no one's going to see it. And it's going to do bad.
Birds of Prey?
It's not doing well.
Dudes rock. That's
but I do want to see it.
I heard it's pretty fun.
I'm about to go. Maybe I'll go see it this week.
Fellas, what part of Dudes Rock don't you understand?
I don't have any.
We're not
on the road.
We're
so.
Not doing promo for the girl joke.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
You're right.
I might go see it.
I'll only do promo for my show in Phoenix next week.
Adam will force himself to
stand
see the girl
live.
Joker to impress girls. Like, I thought it was better than the guy Joker.
I actually thought it was better.
It was amazing.
I'm not like that with girls anymore. You know that, Nick.
I don't know it, dude.
You know that, dude.
I don't keep abreast of your situation.
Of how you are with girls.
I don't. I really don't.
I don't say that kind of stuff to girls anymore. Mm,
you start talking about girls, and I just start thinking about tools. I just zone out.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's
He's
not
thinking
true.
Of a miter saw right now.
I'm thinking of all kinds of different tools I could use to build a better world for the people who come next.
Hmm.
I'm not thinking about such immediate pleasures and trials and tribulations.
That's pussy.
Yeah. I'm thinking about what am
Whereas
I
am
how
doing
am I gonna,
only that.
How am I going to improve mass transit?
And I'm thinking about getting top.
Yeah. I'm thinking about
getting
when,
sucked off.
When all the Chinese
well,
immigrants
are
come over
with.
Here and they understand how voting works and they mm-hmm. finally figure out that they're allowed to vote. Because that's the other thing people don't understand. There's actually 18 million people living in Chinatown, but only...
They could swing every
only,
election.
Only like seven of them, you know... Fill
understand
out
the concept.
Fill out the census.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city has to estimate. They think the population in New York's like fucking, what, 10 million? But it's actually somewhere close to
28 million.
1.2 billion people.
Oh, wow.
And they're all Chinese.
I did not know that. Yeah, that is actually news to me.
Once they realize their political potential, it's over for the rest of us.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to do...
You're going to organize.
Yeah. We're calling it Ting Tammany. And it's mm-hmm. it's the new Tammany, but
you're
going to
be like the president of them.
Yeah.
Don't you think they would prefer a Chinese president?
No, they prefer Nick.
They need Irish guys to show them how to be corrupt the fun way.
Mm.
Yeah, Nick's going to shave his beard just to be like two long hairs on either side of
his... No, I'm going to stay exactly the same.
I think you're going to do kind of a Confucian look.
A stovepipe hat.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, just going around, twirling a cane around, speaking Chinese to the locals. I mean, like, we're gonna, look,
full suit stovepipe hat.
We're gonna bust you all down to the polls, and we're gonna
you're gonna vote multiple times.
Yeah.
They won't be able to tell the difference.
They won't be able to tell the difference. Ting Tammany.
That's smart. Using Western racism or Eastern Western
gonna,
racism.
Yeah, you're gonna pay him to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, apparently Bloomberg's kind of doing that right now. He's giving people free food and stuff. And like in North Carolina, he's like giving people barbecue and stuff and macaroni and cheese. And people are like eating it and they're like,
we're getting people macaroni and cheese and they love macaroni and cheese.
I got to listen to how he sounds. I feel like I could do him.
No, it's like lazier.
No, that just sounds like you.
No, that's not true, Nick.
Wait, did you just do it again? Because that's good.
No, it's like I worked hard for my money and that's how I got
it. Okay, when are you going to start doing the impression?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how I sound, dude.
Oh, you pretty. That's a good Bloomberg. Yeah.
I'm not doing Bloomberg. I'm doing my regular voice.
That's really good Bloomberg.
I built companies and I'm giving
most
of my money away.
No, go back to doing
the voice.
No, that's... Come on, dude. Give me one. Give me one, Nick.
I use the computer all of the time to look at child pornography. I know how to use the computer.
That's not Bloomberg.
I got to listen to him more. But here's the thing. impressions Adam can do, zero.
I can do impressions.
Jay-Z, come on.
You can do impressions.
I can do Jay-Z.
Give him Jay-Z.
No, I stole that from Aries Spears.
No. What?
Did you ever see him do a freestyle as all those different rappers?
I don't do
Jay-Z.
I don't do Jay-Z. I've never done a Jay-Z impression.
You said I stole all my impressions from you, and clearly you've never done a Jay-Z impression.
I've never done
it. I opened for him at the Baltimore Comedy Factory like 9 years ago, and it's literally the hardest I've ever seen anyone crush in my life.
Who, he's so talented. Yeah.
And it was like he was just calling people gay. Like
doing DMX.
That's the thing, man. It's like all of these idiots got into comedy thinking it's like it requires being capable of thinking at all.
No,
and it doesn't. It requires one thing, being funny. Which you're not.
Yeah. Not only could, like, it was so funny because he clearly wouldn't go, he wouldn't leave, he wouldn't, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? When it's to get away from something?
Flee.
No.
Depart.
No, fuck.
Abscond?
Not closer. You're closer, though.
He wouldn't abscond?
He wouldn't, it's kind of like, fuck, look at my hands.
On the lam. Circumvent?
No, fuck. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. There's a word in my head.
That means to escape.
Not quite. Like he, deviate.
Deviate. Yeah.
He wouldn't deviate from his set.
Indeed, that means escape. Yep, that's definitely a.
He wouldn't deviate at all because
yeah, that's pretty much it.
He was running. Like the shows were. They asked him to cut his time by 5 minutes, and he just never would. He just did everything verbatim the exact same way every single time, and I respected it, mm-hmm. including the crowd work calling somebody gay.
Yeah, I tried.
In which he said, if you can take a dick, you can take a joke, anytime a gay person was mad at his homophobic jokes, mm-hmm. and it crushed.
Yeah. Everybody beat up that gay man. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
R.I.P. to the legend.
The yeah. best.
The young legend rip. Rip my ass open. Mm-hmm. Hey, come see me in Phoenix next Thursday, the 5th.
The Valley of the Live, Sun.
And then Tucson on the 6th at 191 Tool.
Have you been to Tucson before?
Also, I'll be on tour. If you go to bandsintown.com/Nick Mullen, you can buy tickets. Louisville, Nashville, Chicago, Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis. Some
Pussyville,
something in
USA. Bucket,
something in Ohio. I can't remember.
Columbus?
I used to get it in Ohio. Cameron. Yeah, go see Nick.
He's in Youngstown, Ohio.
Stop that
boys,
bit
young
slash
boys,
tour.
Young boys town.
He's in Sandusky, Ohio.
Suck Dicksky, Ohio.
He's in Dayton.
I used to get it in Ohio. That's a good ass song.
Mm. Damn. I would love to just cave my own skull in with a hammer.
Why?
Why, Nick?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought about it for a second.
No, you wouldn't. That would hurt.
It would hurt, but it would be brutal.
Which is bad. That's how
I returned to Valhalla.
You were never in
I
Valhalla.
Just go to a precipice.
It's not a hero's death.
I go to a precipice and I cave my own skull in with a hammer.
No, they won't put you in Valhalla.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
No.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't, dude.
Yes, they
not
will.
Not for that.
You're not even Norse.
Yes, they will.
You're not
yes,
even
I
from
am.
Northern Europe.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I
you're some sort
am.
Of Irish
that's
something.
That's Northern Europe. So
no, that's not Northern
it's
Europe.
Literally Northern Europe.
No, it's not. It's literally not.
What is it, Western
it's Northwestern Europe?
Europe.
No, it's the part of the Isles.
The Isle of Man.
That's part of Northern Europe, you fucking idiot. So what's
Ireland is not part of Northern Europe.
So Ireland is part of Southern Europe, then.
No, Northern Europe is Scandinavia.
No,
that's
Scandinavia
Europe.
Is Scandinavia.
That is
Northern
Scandinavia
Europe.
And Northern Europe are interchangeable terms.
It's not Southern Europe.
Don't fucking start with me in geography.
Let's see what... Oh, is that your topic?
Ireland is... It's. Oh, my God.
I was with you until you said, don't start with me in geography. Mm-hmm. I was on your side. And then you said that very gaily.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Nick just said it with that smug, let the adults decide kind of look on his face.
I just Googled Northern Europe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Which countries are in Northern Europe?
Not Ireland.
Denmark, Estonia, Finland,
okay,
Iceland,
so the,
Latvia,
so
Lithuania.
So the Baltic states
Norway,
and fucking and
Baltic
fucking
states
Sweden.
Are not Scandinavia.
And I'm Scandinavia.
Sure. So you just said Scandinavia was synonymous with Northern Europe.
It's often referred to as Northern Europe.
Scandinavia is Sweden.
But not Ireland.
Sweden.
Where's Ireland, then?
I never said Ireland was in fucking Scandinavia.
You said Northern Europe.
I said
Europe.
It's in Northern Europe.
And it's not.
If your options are Northern or Southern
no
Europe.
No one has ever referred to Ireland as Northern Europe or part of Northern
Northwestern
Europe.
Northwestern European
country. No one says Northwestern. That's not a thing.
Yes, they do.
No, people don't your fucking say that.
You have to give a direction. If
people
somebody was
don't
like,
say
if
that.
If somebody said, where in Europe is fucking Ireland? You would say it's a Northwestern European country.
Okay, if people say the Midwest, it's not actually in the Middle West.
Yes,
that's just
is.
A term that people use. No,
here's
it's
another,
not.
Here's another thing.
The Midwest is actually in the Middle East of America.
The Northern and Western Europe region includes economies from Northern Europe. This IUPUI.edu.
Geography, Ireland, Wikipedia, location, Northwestern Europe. So let's see this.
That's not a term that people use.
Region of Europe overlapping Northern and Western Europe.
Ireland is not part of Northern Europe.
Western Europe is Austria, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. Northern, this one says Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, and the UK.
That's bullshit. Mm.
That's what the University of Indiana PUI.
Northern Europe might be defined roughly to include some of the following areas. British Isles, Fennoscandia, the peninsula of Jutland, and the Baltic Plain that lies to the east and the many islands that lie offshore from the mainland Northern Europe and the main European
continent.
It's
the Baltics and Scandinavia.
In some cases, no. Here
Wait,
you go.
Is this where Ireland
Here's
is?
Northern Europe, the Wikipedia page.
That's not Ireland. That's Iceland.
Northern Europe. Stop. Just go. Island? No. Go to Northern Europe. Wikipedia page.
And that's where I'm at.
All you have to do is scroll down the geography, and it says the British Isles.
It's not Northern Europe.
It's
People
Northern
don't
Europe.
Call it that.
It's here, right here.
So no one Wikipedia. Calls it that.
Here's Wikipedia, including it.
Okay, well, let's leave it up to the fans to decide. Because they are the smartest people I've ever met.
Historically, when Europe was dominated by the Roman Empire, everything not near the Mediterranean region was termed Northern Europe.
Okay, that's 2,000 years
citation
ago.
Citation needed, including
And there's no citation.
Look, I think you're both wrong.
Okay, very Solomonic. Very Solomonic stuff.
That's what I am.
Well, here's the thing. The statement I said is that Ireland is in Northern Europe. He said that's wrong. And then he said that Northern Europe is synonymous with Scandinavia.
Oftentimes.
Which has been proven to be outright incorrect. So Adam
In
was,
my head, I would have actually assumed he was right until the proof.
He Adam was the only one that was explicitly completely
You're
wrong.
You're explicitly wrong by saying that Ireland is Northern Europe.
No, I've demonstrated that it is not inaccurate to describe
I would
Ireland.
Say that it's not. I wouldn't. There's an argument to be made that it is. But that it's not, I wouldn't necessarily
if you said, you
say
could have said,
but there is
you
an
could
argument.
Have said you're not Scandinavian, which is what you meant, but you said Northern European, which includes
You opened
the
up the door for him to sneak his little way in.
And right, once again, you were wrong.
No, you're, I
And
would
now
say
he
you're
gets
wrong.
Into Valhalla because of
and
the technicality.
And now I get
the
cave my skull with a hammer.
You're not
and
North.
And march right back, right in the, right in there.
Nick is not Norse.
Norse is a religion. Anyone can be Norse.
No, you're not Norse.
You can just be, decide
it's
to
an
be
ethnicity.
Norse. Right now, I'm Norse. I've decided I'm Norse. I've embraced
Do
the
they?
Religion.
No, you're culturally appropriating it with your beard.
There's no such cultural appropriation is a thing black people came up with. So
no,
it
that's not true.
It's a thing for blacks and Indians.
No, it's a thing that white people made up for black women. For black women to for black women to talk. That's very funny, Nick.
Yeah, well, I'll see you on the precipice.
I'll see you in court.
Caving my skull.
I'll see you in court.
I'm not going to Valhalla, dude. I'm going to Mount Olympus, dude.
Fuck, yeah. Where am I going? Hell?
No, Jews don't have hell.
I know, but...
You're going to Galhalla. It's a ladies' bathroom. You gossip about the guys you're on dates with.
Well, I'm
you're like, we all have to go to the bathroom together.
Well, it's going to be me.
For eternity.
Yeah,
for
that's
eternity.
Right. I'm going to be hanging out with chicks. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, talking about guys.
No, not talking about guys. Just hanging out with them.
No.
Hanging out with them. Nope. No, because it's cool to have female
me
friends.
Me and all my Vikings laughing while living in eternal pain like we like, like we want. To have our organs ripped out of our bodies. And set on fire.
I'm having ambrosia and getting my dick sucked by half
stare into the
woman, half
sun.
Harpies type bitches.
Yeah.
Half women, half fucking falcons.
That's cool.
Falcons with big ass titties That's and nice right. lit fat lips like Jay-Z. Mm-hmm.
As Europeans,
oh,
we have,
baby.
We have a rich, like, you know, kind sure. of pagan history.
Absolutely.
And Adam has none of that. They only ever had one god. They're like,
oh, that's true.
We're going to save money.
Jews really had no fucking...
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Imagination.
What's wrong with monotheism?
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Your gods don't pretend, like, fuck bulls and cows and shit.
Our one god gets very jealous whenever we're not being nice to him.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our god
unlike Zeus is out there getting pussy nonstop.
Our god is just smiting people for being rude. For being disrespectful to
him. And he's like killing people that are fucking and sucking in the towers of Babel or whatever the fuck. Of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And all those people were doing were fucking each other
in the ass.
And that's that big a fucking deal and sucking each other's cocks? No. That's kind of cool, actually, compared to what the fucking Jews were doing. Mm-hmm. All their fucking boring rules, not giving each other.
It was in the Castro District, San Francisco.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Sodom and Gomorrah sounds fucking awesome,
actually. Yeah, it was like the bathroom at birth.
You know they were giving head easy over there.
You know there was a human toilet guy who just had his mouth
open. I'm not interested in that. I'm just saying there's lots of fun
whores. Sounds like the bitches, man.
The bitches, man. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
The fuck it, the pussy on Adam.
Did you just curse at me?
I called you a homosexual.
I heard you're some kind of Greek homosexual.
It the fuck it, the pussy on Adam.
Yeah, this guy Ace, he was going to Greece and he was sucking guys off for practice. You're spending fucking $6,000 a year on airfare just to go to Greece to practice sucking guys off. But that's how Ace was, crazy Jew fuck.
I just like that you're calling me Ace, honestly.
The character's name is Ace.
The Bitchesman?
Yeah.
So it's not me, it's someone else.
It's you in the movie The Irishman, but you're the Bitchesman, and Joe Pesci's character is now Nicky from Casino.
Yeah.
And Ace Rothstein. I'm Ace Rothstein. I'm fucking... Bobby De Niro. I'm fucking cool, dude.
No.
I'm one of the...
No, you're not.
I'm cool, dude.
Actually, no.
I'm fucking Bobby D, dude. I'm Ace Rothstein. I have my own talk show on the strip.
Fuck.
I got my my gaming license revoked. I'm taking on the government.
Yeah.
I'm married to...
just dragging someone in the back, and Adam's like, come here, see this? You see this? Let me show you something right now. And he just pulls his pants down and sits on a Sibian. The guy's like, please stop. He's like, I'm coming right now. You want to watch me fucking come? You tell your friends. You did this in the wrong fucking place. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to watch anymore.
I'm married to a woman who I give jewels and furs to, even though she's still in love with her pimp ex-boyfriend.
Come on, man, that hits a little too close to home, all right?
Don't be sucking.
What are you talking about? Don't be sucking my dick.
I forget what happens in casinos. Is that James Woods has tank tops?
Yeah, James Woods is like the pimp boyfriend to Sharon Stone's character. And
doesn't Joe Pesci fuck her also?
Joe Pesci
gets head from her. No, in like the most violent way.
They start fucking regularly, and she's fucking him so that he'll kill Ace.
Yeah.
And then she shows up, and she's like...
Ginger is a fucking evil character.
Yeah, she's like...
She's great.
She's, you know, she's like, can you just kill him? He's like, you think I'm going to kill this fucker for some dumb whore? And then she gets all mad.
That's awesome. Damn, I got to rewatch Casino.
It's better than Goodfellas.
Whoa.
It could be the best.
I rewatched both of them recently, and Casino is by far... You know,
It is better,
It's
too.
Weird, because I remember when I was in my late teens, I had a copy of Casino, and I didn't have Goodfellas. And I rewatched Casino all the time, and I was always like, man, I should get Goodfellas, because it's better.
Right.
But I never did, and then I didn't watch Goodfellas again until recently, and it's like, it's not... It's fine.
No, nah, Goodfellas rocks, but I would say...
When was the last time you seen Goodfellas?
2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I was, like, bored by it.
No. The beginning. After the time jump, they lose me a little bit.
I'm telling you, I was bored by it. But maybe it's because I saw Goodfellas a billion times. And I was like, fucking... But, I mean, I've seen Casino a lot, too.
It holds up.
And Casino's just... Yeah,
they both hold up.
It's so good.
Like you hold my nuts up in your mouth.
I've never done that.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's slanderous.
You've done it.
You've done it.
No, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, actually, you have.
You're still not on night mode on your phone?
No.
That's my respect on that, honestly.
I'm an old school type of guy.
I'm on night mode, but it's all just like in old English and all the U's or V's.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like
Roman
heraldry.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I could go back in time and listen to old motherfuckers from like before English was a language talking to each other.
Because nobody had teeth.
That's true.
Mm.
God, everybody must have smelled horrible, too.
Yeah.
Damn, the pussy must have been bad.
The pussy was bad.
Old English pussy was probably so bad. Damn.
That's why people got married, because it was so disgusting.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Come Down. This is the last episode we're ever going to do.
We're going to get sued.
Come see me in Phoenix next week. Stand up live in Phoenix.
Here we are. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong.
And then Dublin. London.
Just doing that every show.
Okay. Also, guys.
That song rocks.
Also, guys. No, April, we're coming to Australia. Cometown.events.
Oh, yeah. Buy those tickets.
We got shows in Perth, Brisbane, Melbourne, other fucking cities there.
And
we're also doing Sydney. Solo shows at the Melbourne
Comedy Festival.
So
and we're
going to
be
us,
at Stalactites. We're going to be at Jimmy's.
We're
going to
be
Greek
getting.
Diner.
We're going to be getting some euros at Stalactites. And so yeah, and also guys, if you like the podcast and you want twice as many episodes,
okay, little
that's what
old
you get
school
right
Patreon
now,
plug.
Go to patreon.com/cumtown and you have an access to the entire backlog. Okay. Well, Nick, I was trying to help the show out because that's how we make money for the show. But, all right. Patreon.com/cumtown.